Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Pat's covering but not winning is how you see it going.
So I am threading that needle. I know you called it cheap or weaselly. I think weaselly is what you said.
I believe the direct quote was weaselly, yes.
Yeah. I told you about when I had ermines in my shed, right?
I've heard about that.
Kind of like a weasel.
What's going on with that shed? Bees?
It's
ermines?
Dude, it's like woodland critters out there.
Yeah,
it's
what's
insane.
Up with that?
There's bunnies. We've had fox out there before. I saw a deer once jump clean over my fence.
What were they called on South Park, Billy? They were the woodland creatures.
Yeah, it was the woodland creatures.
Yeah, the woodland creatures.
I have those guys. They all got like chainsaws and like knives and everything else. They're all back there.
Ermines?
We had two ermines. They left, though.
But I'm saying, is it plural? Is the plural ermine? Like deer?
What do you think it would be?
Is it
ermine? Oh, just ermines the same?
Yeah, ermine or ermines is what I'm asking.
No, ermines.
Deer.
Deers. I think, are you saying moose? Meese? So anyway, yeah, there's a lot of stuff back there. But yeah, you told me it was weaselly, but it's not like a 3-point spread. I'm like, they're going to win by one.
It was like, ermine-like is what it was.
It was a little bit. That's what my mind went. But 6.5, because I was thinking like, oh, any kind of like prediction, like what do you think it's going to be? I think they might get just the under. So it's 38.5, I think, is the total, which was the exact same total as it was against Seattle.
It was looking like it was going to blow out the over last week. It did go over, but it took a while.
It did.
Hit the over, yeah.
I think like 20-17, somewhere in there,
okay.
where the Jets win, Patriots play another competitive game, and then we're left tomorrow talking about, like, is Drake May next week? When are we going to get Drake May? Like, how much of it is on percent? Is any of it? None of it? I think that's what it's going
to
be.
A road game and the Niners, probably not an ideal time to play Drake May, but 10 days leading into a game might not be a bad spot. 37937. Guys, this is Chuck from Holbrook. I like when people sign their text.
Oh, that's helpful. Rather than like reading their area code.
Yeah. Yes,
throw your name in there.
Hey, guys. Chuck from Holbrook.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck? What are your thoughts on Caden Wallace starting at left tackle tonight? We haven't talked about this a ton.
Good question.
The offensive line is banged up. Now, look, if it's Vidarian Lowe, if it's the now AWOL Chukwuma Okorafor, if it's Caden Wallace, I don't think it's... You're talking like you have, Tony Boselli out there.
You don't have Orlando Pace.
No, Jonathan Ogden.
You're not counting pancakes right now.
And so I don't really think it's great no matter what, but Caden Wallace is your third left tackle in three games. Your third starting left tackle in three games. It was Chukwuma Okorafor week
one. It's got to be a new record.
Made it 12 snaps. He's out.
At least tied a record.
Yeah, it's got to at least tie it.
Yeah.
Then you had last week Vidarian Lowe. Now you have Caden Wallace. So is that a reason to not feel great about the Patriots? Sure.
I mean, I think we already were not feeling great about the offensive line as it was. And I think, to your point, like, you can throw a new name out there and, like, It never went from a strength to a weakness. It was always sort of like teetering on becoming a major issue. Jacoby Brissett's gotten pounded in the first two games. He's gotten hit on like half his dropbacks, it feels like.
Right.
So,
but isn't it still better than you expected it to be?
It is. So it's a little bit better.
In a weird way, I kind of trust the coaching staff on the O-line.
But also, how much can you keep going to like the next guy to the next guy to the next guy?
But I kind of trust them, and it looks better than I thought. It's not been great. I don't mean to overstate it, but the issue is in their personnel, which is an Elliott Wolf thing.
Yeah.
So the way the coaches have gotten by with what they have, I actually think the coaching staff has done an okay job.
Yeah, not to get too into the O-line stuff, but Elliott Wolf didn't do anything really in free agency outside of Okorafor, who left, packed his things, and took off.
It's good signing.
Took his ball, went home.
Good plan at left tackle.
But in the draft, you know, obviously they go QB wide receiver. But then in the third round is when they took Caden Wallace, and the talk about him was he was actually the right tackle at Penn State, and everyone was saying, even at right, he's not even ready to be a right tackle in year one.
Don't
so it's like,
that.
How about this? Week three, start him at left tackle. So, like, I get why there are concerns about that, because he, I forget the dude's name, but the left tackle at Penn State was a high pick. He was a first-round pick. He was a stud.
Olu Fashanu.
Thank you. So he didn't play on the left tackle, and you're like, all right, well, he didn't play on the left side because they had a real stud over there. But, yeah, by all accounts, when we were doing, like, the post-draft breakdown, it was, hey, that's a guy that, you know, he could really benefit from learning for a whole year. And he's a right tackle. So there's a little bit of that. But then they drafted Laydon Robinson in the fourth round.
Yep.
And they've already thrown him in there, and he seems to be all right.
He's been great.
Which is, once again, goes back to how maddening the Cole Strange pick was. Because how many times has
you
Bill
heard,
Belichick...
Have you heard people starting to ask about him, by the way? They're like, where is Cole Strange? I'm like, who cares?
Don't care.
Hopefully he's hanging out with Okorafor.
Guys can go on like a nice buddy road trip movie.
Yeah,
go ahead. Go see the country. No, like Robinson in the fourth round, Onwenu in the sixth, Stephen Neal, like back in the day, off the wrestling mat. Like you can find a guard almost anywhere.
And specifically Bill could find guards.
Bill could find guards with the best of them. And who knows? Maybe Elliott Wolf found something in Laydon Robinson, and that'd be great. Like City So is more likely to play again than Cole Strange.
Yeah.
And that's another guy, late round guy that can play.
Yeah.
So no, their issue is tackle. Maybe Caden Wallace can do it, but I'm, you know, not going to hold my breath on that.
So I have the Pats winning tonight. Keith has them covering. What do you guys think for the game? All your thoughts. 617-779-7937. You can also text us 37937. I like this. More signed texts mixed in with the unsigned ones.
I like it.
Mr. Chiggs on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He's got Jets big.
I'm familiar with his work. Jets by 13 plus. That's an alternate line for you there, Keith.
That is.
Yeah. O-line is going to kill Jacoby. And if they do,
well, then you get Drake May.
Maybe we'll see some Drake May.
You get Drake May.
So scoring is down in the NFL.
Yeah.
I was amused by Mel Kiper today on Get Up. So let's get to this here. I'm reading from Steve Palazzo, Pro Football Focus. He has NFL passing touchdowns going back to 2019 through 2 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
This is just the total count. In 2019, it was 61. 2020, 52. 2021, 61. 2022, 51. So you're good for, like, you know, 50.
50 to 60 or one touchdowns.
Passing touchdowns each year.
Okay.
Last year, it dropped to 37.
Huh?
This year, it was 36, counting Monday Night Football. So
the last 2 years, it's kind of fallen off pretty steeply.
Yeah, and there's a couple of theories as to why. I mean, one is the preseason now. It's only three games. Offenses aren't ready to go. Some of these quarterbacks aren't ready to go.
Defense is ahead of the offense.
Well, there's that, but there's also quarterbacks barely even play in the preseason anymore. It's not even like defense is ahead of the offense. It's like teams just punt on the preseason.
Okay.
So that's one theory. The other, and you hear this all the time with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, are the two high safeties that are all the rage throughout the NFL. Two high safeties. Safeties get back, limit the big plays. You need to put together 8, 9, 10, 12 plays to chip down the field. We're not going to let you hit the big play.
Oh, so you're telling me the defense had a strategy to slow down the high passing offenses? Okay.
And apparently Mel Kiper has not just an issue with this. A lot of people have an issue with the too high safety.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mel Kiper wants it outlawed.
Outlawed?
Well, let's hear what he had to say this morning on Get Up.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep...
Wrong. I'm not even that young, so I'm not to be like the young guy that everything's 60s, better now.
70s, 80s was the best of football?
No.
Okay, well, let's just hear some of the names.
I don't think it was Jones.
Okay, let's hear some of the names.
All right, okay.
Yeah, let's hear them out.
I'm 70s into the 80s, yeah, you're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine round post.
I like that.
You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League.
Hold on a second. Stop for a second. Down.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson had a 97-yard touchdown catch last week.
Yeah, just last week.
Justin Jefferson.
DK Metcalf had a 56-yard touchdown catch.
Both
coverage.
If those guys played in the 70s, just the look at them, the speed, the size, the strength of those guys, they would quit. Everybody else would stop playing.
Can I ask a question? Who's Leroy Irvin? Didn't we used to work
with... He made a diving catch.
Didn't we used to work with Leroy Irvin, Billy? Like, who is Leroy Irvin?
Yeah, Leroy Irvin's at the other station.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Is that maybe who he's talking about?
Yeah. He made a diving catch.
I know Terry Bradshaw. Who else is he
talking
about?
This is a bizarre, out-of-left-field take from Mel, and I like Mel.
Ron Kramer. What? Who? Ron Kramer.
Mad Dog's there.
Mad Dog. Mad Dog.
So he's just, you know what he's doing?
Somewhere
he's just
Mad Dog is nodding his head. Yeah.
He's like, Mad Dog likes this.
Okay, let's hear him out, though. He's not
there. Okay, check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Uh-uh. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica.
You
talk about quarterbacks.
Keep going.
Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre, when he was doing what he did.
Hold on a second. Joe. How old was Brett Favre?
On,
when did Brett Favre play?
That was the 90s.
Brett Favre played with Johnny Unitas and Fran Tarkington?
He was losing steam a little bit.
Brett Favre? You don't get credit for Favre.
He didn't have a flat top.
Look,
No. Johnny Unitas, remember that game Johnny Unitas played against Brett Favre?
That era of quarterback. That's an era, the flat top era of quarterback.
You could set your watch to it on The Simpsons.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Keith, you know how it is. You're rolling on a take, and
you got like a stray one because your brain is a little bit behind your mouth, and you're like,
Brett
okay.
Favre didn't play in the 80s.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
but it's just like okay, it got away from him a little bit.
60s, 70s, and 80s. Brett Favre, Tom Brady.
I think Kuiper's going to get it back. I have faith. He's going to get it back. Yeah.
Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts.
Burt Jones.
You think about those quarterbacks.
Not even a team anymore.
Baltimore down the field. I said what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swat.
Yeah, you
Roger
mentioned
Staubach.
That.
That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a 5-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was at games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space, too. I couldn't even find us. They're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two? They're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing, and we got to have, hey, you can warn them. Enough radio. They come up. Hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out, competition committee, somebody, Dano, somebody's got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
The NFL
that
is
an
ruined
outrageous
by the two high
thing. So I love the passion of it.
Oh, like it's
that,
great.
That I enjoy.
And I like, again, he's listing names. There's a couple of strays in there. He repeats himself to, like, double down for effect. Like, I've been there. I
so,
get it.
So, you know who he didn't mention, and he might have wanted to lean into it a little bit more, was Dan Marino from the 80s.
Yeah, you'd probably want to do
if
that.
If you remove Dan Marino, the first 40, like, single-season touchdown leaders are all post-1980. Besides Marino, there's a couple Marino years. So Peyton Manning threw 55 touchdowns in 2013. Tom Brady threw 50 in 07. Mahomes threw 50 in 2018.
His first year as a starter, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50, 55 touchdowns. They weren't throwing that back in the day.
No.
Terry Bradshaw, I think, barely threw the ball down the field. He remembers one catch from Lynn Swann. Lynn Swann, I remember hearing about Lynn Swann as a kid, and then, like, looked up his numbers. You're like, did they throw to him? Did they ever throw to him? Like, how is he in the Hall of Fame? And he was great. I'm not taking anything away from him.
He was the Steelers' Pop Douglas.
You're like, did you target him a little bit there, guys?
Do you know that Bradshaw threw two more touchdowns than picks for his career?
I know Namath threw more picks than touchdowns for his career, and Namath was in his
Terry Bradshaw never threw 30 touchdowns in a season.
Yeah, look, it was a different league. We all understand that.
No, but what is he talking about? Like, oh, I love guys throwing,
deep
like, chucking it deep.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think they were even allowed to do it much back then.
That's why Kuiper's a draft guy. He just likes the combine where guys just huck it.
They just
He's like, just see how far you can throw it. Jamarcus Russell from his knees, 80 yards. Love that.
I've heard of a lot of, hey, they should change this, they should institute that. Removing the too high safety.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough rules for offense.
No, the safeties have to be. His rule is, if you didn't make it out there with all of the references, his rule is the safeties have to be within X amount of yards of the line of scrimmage.
So why is it now common for guys to throw for 4,000 or 5,000 yards, but it wasn't before, but it was better, a better passing league before?
Well, I think volume would be his answer, but I'm with you. Trust me, I'm with you. I would way rather today's NFL than the 60s.
So today.
Johnny Unitas.
He says it's boring
and
now.
And Burt Jones.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a slow couple of weeks, but I feel like there's at the end of the year, there's going to be a lot of passing touchdowns.
Okay, so Mel Kiper's plan to save the NFL, outlaw.
Too high safety.
The too high safety. Get the competition committee on it.
That is like no zone defense in the NBA.
Yeah, correct.
That's for like that kind of
thing. Yeah. Get rid of hand checking.
But like, you know, that sort of thing. Everything is pass interference. These guys can't breathe on a receiver now. You can't lay guys out over the middle. And oh, by the way, you can't play that. You can't play like basically a cover two. You can't do it.
Talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips.
These are like one plays. This is like one plays.
Diving off his fingertips.
Yeah.
His fingertips there.
Yeah, he didn't even catch it. That's a good point by Nick. He's referencing plays where he didn't even make the catch. So that's one rule solution for scoring.
He averaged in 9 years in the playoffs, 19 playoff games, Terry Bradshaw averaged just over 200 yards passing a game.
Over.
200.
Yeah,
over. 201.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers can't even hit 200.
I take that on Patriots right now.
Yeah, I take that over Brissett. Thank you. Aaron Rodgers can't even hit 200.
What about Derek Carr and Baker Mayfield? Those guys are slinging it right now.
That's true.
Those guys are ripping it.
So that's one rule.
I thought the argument might be, and this is probably, you could go through it and pick it apart, but are there more rookie quarterbacks starting, and maybe those guys are getting off to slower starts?
No, they haven't. So that is true.
Okay.
Because Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and
Bo Pix.
Thank you, Bo Pix. They've combined for zero touchdowns. I'd imagine that's not helping.
That's weighing it down a little bit.
Okay, but it's not that dissimilar from last year. And so there's a trend to
chop back, do it to the other team.
Yeah, he sure did.
You're honest. You were being honest, Bo. That's all you can be.
So it's interesting. Through 2 weeks, we're already getting rules suggestions. Florio has one, too.
I'm not changing anything.
Okay, well, Florio is saying there's too many 50-yard field goals. He wants to raise the crossbar and narrow the uprights.
Don't tell Joey Sly that. Don't tell the Patriots that. Wait, we're not messing with the crossbar right now.
Well, Florio is.
No, I'm not. The only thing I might
Wants to change the uprights, and Mel Kiper wants two high safeties out of the league.
It's insane.
Back in the middle of the end zone so guys can run into it.
When did it become, like, week three rule changes? Like, that's such an off-season topic.
Well, here's the problem. It's the Patriots and the Jets on Thursday Night Football.
Oh,
and
people are scrambling.
What are we talking about?
No, that's true.
How are we going to hype this thing? Raise the uprights.
Get rid of the forward pass.
Exactly. Like, how are we going to hype this game? No one wants to talk about this stupid game. How are we going to do it? That's how we do it.
Here's my only rule change. Yeah. I know this isn't a segment about rule changes, but the only one I would do is they didn't go far enough. And this is what Al Michaels was losing his mind about a couple weeks ago, and he's actually right. You're not incentivizing the kickoff enough. everybody's just taking it at the 30. But if you said, all right, it's at the 35 or the 40, I think you'd get more returns. I think they would actually pooch it down to like the 1 yard line and get 50. A return. Yeah, honestly, like then you do it.
Opposing team's red zone.
It's a score.
Yeah, no, exactly.
If we don't get a kick return, you get 2 points. That's what they need to do.
That's a good. Now that's how you incentivize.
No, but like, or just go back to the way that it was or whatever. But like, because this, they're like, oh, there's more kick as the active kickoff. And you're like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of guys just blasting it through the end zone.
Okay. Rule change suggestions from Mel Kiper and Mike Florio. What would you rather have? Outlawed too high safeties or change the uprights?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.